Thank you. So this is the group, the Senior Group's performance for the financial year 2023-24, ending April. Of course, when this video goes out, it'll be the 5th of July. We'll be well into the new year already. So the group's revenue increased to 14.6 billion, up from the 13.6 billion of the previous year. And Carl will talk us through the main reasons. But in many ways, a higher a unit year and a better performing year, but margin pressure. And of course, one or two things that we definitely did not do well and where we have to improve. So the profit from normal operating activities decreased by 7.2% to 1.395 million. The previous year, 1.503 million. And of course, their operating margin decreasing to 9.5%, down from the previous year's 11%. So like-for-like operating expenses, 243 million. So almost flat on the previous year. We could contain our costs very well, and total operating expenses increased by only 3.2%. You'll remember that, of course, all the economic indicators were down. Load shedding were at a high point. So inflation increasing, and especially inflation in our group, much higher than this CDP. So yes, I think second best result in our 115 years, but highly thankful, but definitely not the best that we can do. So profit after tax and non-controlling interest decreased by 5.7% to 855 million. And that was down from the 907 million of the previous year. Carl, so despite much tougher conditions, our cash flow were up from normal operating activities. But maybe just look at our different segments and to the results in each of those main segments.
Thank you very much, Francois. Yeah, as you know, our business is divided into four segments: market access, input supply, financial services and advice, processing conditions and markets. I'm going to give you a quick overview of the financial performance of each of these segments. If you look at the market access division, their operating profit were higher by 12.7% from 526 million to 593 million. And the main reason for this is higher income that they receive from their handling services and storage services. And the operational cost was also very well contained and grew by amount less than inflation. They've also managed to provide their clients with good service, like increasing their operating hours to mitigate the risk of load shedding. Then from an input supply segment, their results decreased by 31.6% from 650 million to 451 million. The input supply segment is divided into three clusters. The first cluster is the equipment cluster. If you look at their results, their operating profit decreased by 49.4% from 385 million to 195 million. This cluster can be divided into two areas that we mainly do business in, South Africa and Germany. From a South African perspective, we managed to, our revenue grew for this segment, but was but our margins was under pressure, and our margins that we that we obtained or achieved was lower than the previous year. We also had a higher input, higher carrying cost due to increased inventory in this segment or in this cluster. Then if you look at our German cluster, their results were down significantly from the previous year. We've also bought our fourth dealership in Germany, Porsche, that was also always part of the initial acquisition plan. And the revenue on that business was under pressure due to higher inflation, higher interest rate, and reduction of subsidies from the government. There was also a lot of once-off costs that we incurred in that business in order to migrate the four individual agencies into one operational unit. And then if you look at our retail cluster from the input supplies segment, their results were down by 12% from 191 million to 186 million. Their revenue was under pressure due to negative consumer segment, the main reason for that it was higher inflation and higher interest rates. The cost was controlled very, very well, and that reduced the impact of the lower revenue. Then from our wholesale cluster perspective, their results were 25% higher than the previous year. Previous year was 55 million and it increased to 68 million. The main reason here is the increase in market share of Protech. Then from a financial services and advice segment, their results increased by 27.7% from 195 million to 249 million. The main reason for this increase is earnings that we received on our interest rate earnings that we received on our own funds, and also we also manage to add two third-party credit books to our cell captive, which both improved the results of our insurance broker business and our captive cell business. Then from a processing conditions and marketing segment, the results decreased by 19.7% from 152 million to 122 million. The main reason for this is Carpe Diem's results that was under pressure due to lower sales volumes and also losses that are incurred on the crystallization of raisins. Then the meat cluster in this segment performed 12.1% better. Their performance increased from 33 million to 37 million. The abattoir slaughters volumes profit increased due to slaughter volumes, and SA Dorpa's performance was better due to higher margins earned per skin. Then the milling cluster's performance also increased due to better market share.
So, just again to sum up, revenue up by 7.6%, net asset value up by 16.1%, return on opening equity down 6.3%, normalized headlines down 13.2%, our cash flow, excellent result, the 1.876 million last year positive, now 2031, just over 2 billion rands of cash generated from our operating activities. And then, as I said, our profit after tax attributable to shareholders of the company down 5.7% from 907 to 855 million. Our dividend, Carl, the record date is the 23rd of August, and the payment date the 2nd of September this year. If you remember from the previous year, our final dividend was 40 cents per share. It's now up to 50 cents per share. And last year we had a special dividend of 56 cents, and this year 50 cents. Final dividend up, special dividend slightly down. Carl, the prospects for this year from a financial point of view, what would you say the year ahead holds for us?
Yeah, I think the year ahead will be more challenging. I think the national harvest for maize is down from 16.1 million. The forecast is just a little bit over 13 million, so it's about down by about 30%. That's going to have an impact on us significantly in the market access division. I think from an input supply sector, I think our producers' cash flows will be a little bit under pressure, and that will probably drive a little bit our revenue in that segment down. But then again, from a positive perspective, I think Carpe Diem's had a very good harvest this year, and their results will be a lot better in the next financial year. And the European market is also looking good for their products.
So typically from a shareholder's point of view, in a tough year, your strategy really starts paying off. And of course, you don't want to be down in a bad year as much as you were previously before you de-risked your portfolio. Hard work ahead for us. There's definitely at all of our businesses, there's a lot of inward focus on cost, on efficiencies, to do things better, to prevent things that happened in the previous year, and to on the things that went right, to do better on that. So I really look forward to this year. I thank each one of our staff members. I thank our client base, because this is what this business is about. It's about clients. We really look forward to this year. I think the beat is an upbeat culture in South Africa after the new government was announced. The ministers were announced and the deputies this week. We could see the rand strengthening. We have hopes that interest rates will slowly come down, that inflation will come down. But of course, the very fundamental aspects in our economy now needs work, and we definitely cannot sit and wait for Pretoria to do it, and our ministers. We have to do it. Each citizen has to take it up, and this group, certainly in the rural areas of South Africa and Eastern Germany, we take up that challenge to do better, to be a meaningful role player, and to help businesses and our client base. Thank you very much, and we hope that coming the same time next year, we have a little bit a better forward-looking picture to give you. Thank you.